With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You were back in New York City in the past week since we last talked, and you saw three shows post-Tonys.
Post-Tonys. I always see the big hits after the Tonys, because before the Tonys, you've got a race to see something that's going to close if it doesn't win. So you kind of try to guess, and I did pretty well, because I guessed that Kinky Boots would win and got to see that, and I guessed that Pippin would win, and so I went to see that. And I knew what the run was for Trip to Bountiful, starring Cecily Tyson, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Vanessa Williams.
Lots of star power there.
That's the whole point of the production. That is the Horton Foote play that originally had starred Lillian Gish, but was made into a film with Geraldine Page winning her an Oscar finally. But this is an all-black cast with the remarkable Cecily Tyson. She's just wonderful as an elderly woman who wants to have one last trip to her hometown. And that was a delight. But I must say that I can certainly endorse Kinky Boots, which is a great feel-good musical, sort of in the mold of other feel-good musicals like Billy Elliot or like La Cage aux Folles, about a very old shoe company that needs to rescue itself by revitalizing its product line. So they start to make kinky boots for drag queens in this state industrial town of Northampton, England, with a score by Cyndi Lauper. And I was really impressed by Cyndi Lauper's score. She's written wonderful songs for the theater with a book by Harvey Fierstein.
But she performs in this too, right?
No, she does not.
She does not.
It's sort of a Dolly Parton type thing.
I thought when we were talking about before our show, Cyndi Lauper, that she was in it.
No. She won the Tony for writing the songs.
Okay.
And was really gracious in writing the Tony, unlike some pop recording artists, songwriters who come and say, "Here I am, where's my Tony?" She was very gracious and said, "I understand what hard work is, so I am, you know, I fit in here on Broadway where people work hard." Much admired for that. She will be asked back, I expect. Very enjoyable score and a big, big hit.
And Pippin?
Well, the thing with Pippin, and boy, hasn't been seen in 40 years on Broadway, and I'm here to confess, I did see the original production and remember it vividly. They've preserved some of the Bob Fosse choreography, and I saw not the entire original cast because Irene Ryan, remember Irene Ryan?
Yes, Granny.
Beverly Hillbillies, yes. She had had an attack on stage and died during the original run. She was replaced by the great Dorothy Stickney, who had been the star of a huge hit called Life with Father, which was for a period of time the longest running Broadway show, came back out of retirement to play the grandmother, and I saw her, which was wonderful, but John Rubinstein, and by that time Jill Clayburgh had been replaced, and I saw an unknown actress, Betty Buckley, wonder whatever became of her. But the idea of this Pippin is that it's a circus motif, and they've been very faithful to it, including Cirque du Soleil costumes, acrobatics of that caliber, and it's marvelously delightful, and I got to go backstage because Bethany Moore, UB alumna, is in the cast and asked me to go back, which is wonderful. To stand on the set of Pippin and have her explain how various things were done. Lots of magic to do in that show.
Back to Buffalo. Buffalo United Artists is doing Be Away Takes 10. Another example of a growing trend in theater, doing the short works.
Absolutely, and it's a way for them to discover new playwrights and a way for playwrights to examine small ideas, you know, one little thought, one little thing to celebrate, one little thing to critique. Subversive did their subversive shorts, and for years Alleyway has done the Buffalo Quickies, mm-hmm. down at the Alleyway. At BUA, of course, these are all LGBTQ stories, and so a lot of the trends I understand about gay people forming families, adopting children, or figuring out how to conceive through unconventional methods, the newfound acceptability of gay people and how to process that. One of the plays is a little comedy in which a straight man tries to pass for gay to advance his career. And
How
things have turned, yes. I understand that they had over 300 submissions this year. The co-curators are Donna Hoke and Matthew Crayon Higgins. And last year they had nearly 200. This year they topped 300 submissions, so they are able to attract a lot of interesting work. Of course, they have to read all 300-plus plays, and so that's quite a process to winnow them down to just 10. 10 plays, each 10 minutes or shorter. And that starts tonight at BUA.
And continues through July 21st. With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.